So we're in the middle of Nisan. We're a few days into Nisan, and I think we know Nisan, the month of Geula, the month of redemption, the month of Pesach. And the question is there something intrinsically special about Nisan? Does it happen to be, which of course we know that nothing is happens to be in Yiddishkeit. Does it happen to be that Pesach falls in this month? So there's an incredible Aruch HaShulchan, which I think really gives a newfound perspective on really a lot of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, a very short idea, but adds a layer of depth into the whole story. We all know Paroi, the Makos, Moshe Rabbeinu, one Maka, let them go, I won't let them go, the whole, you know, seesaw of events, the whole emotional roller coaster. Hashem is hardens Paroi's heart, etc., etc. And there comes a point through the story that I think many wonder, like, come on, this is getting ridiculous. So, of course, the simple explanation is, yeah. So Hashem hardened his heart and didn't allow Paroi to let the Yidden go. But the Aruch HaShulchan adds a layer of depth over here. And he says that, you know what was going on? That as the Makos were happening, as the days were passing, the calendar year was turning and was developing. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, as it was getting closer to the end, it was getting closer and closer to the month of Nisan. Nisan, in the eyes of Paroi, in the world of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, was the month, the mazel, the astrology, whatever you like to call it, the constellation of the Teleh, of the sheep. And of course, we know that the sheep was the god of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians. So Paroi thought, if I just could hold on a little bit longer, we're getting closer to Nisan. As we get there, my God is going to take over. A little bit longer, a little bit longer. And of course, says Hashem, the exact opposite. HaChodesh Azeh Lochem Roish Chadashim. This month that the Egyptians believe is their God, the exact opposite. Specifically on this month, I, Hashem, will show my power, and it will become clear to the whole world that there is no such thing as the God of the Egyptians, that they're sheep God that will run the world. No, the exact timing for the Yitziah of Mitzrayim, the time to leave Egypt, was particularly in the month that they thought that their God would take over. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is the reason why the Mishkan was created, because this is an incredible month. And he says, Chein Asid Lavai, Asid Beis HaMikdash will be built in Nisan as well, because this is the month, not just merely the month of Pesach, but the month in which Hashem reveals himself, where God shows all of the humanity that he is the one in control. He is the one calling the shots. And that is the greatness of Nisan, and why it is referred to as the head of the months, and why ultimately Emir Hashem, with such an appreciation, will allow us to drive a little bit closer to Hashem as we get closer to Pesach. And we know with the month of Nisan, the time of Pesach, it's not a historical event that we commemorate, but rather it happens again. All the hashpa'is and all the powers that happened back when they left Egypt comes each and every year. And that gives us the power to leave Egypt, to leave our mitzarim, our confines, our personal boundaries, to break free from anything we need to break free from. And this is the month to do it, the month of Geula. And Mirtz Hashem, with a little bit more depth, a little bit more appreciation, will be able to come a little bit closer, and thereby ultimately and hopefully allow it to finally be the month, like the Aruch HaShulchan quotes in the Gemara, that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built.